This is Tamara Wallace on the KFRM 2024 Wheat Harvest Tour, and I'm visiting with Derek Sawyer, a commissioner of the Kansas Wheat, and he is from McPherson, Kansas. Derek, how has your wheat harvest been going for you?
It's been going, we got a good start. We're a little delayed this week from the heavy rain that we had there Tuesday night. It was a welcome rain for all the other crops and the grassland, but it would have been nice to go ahead and get the last two or three days of wheat harvest wrapped up.
And tell us about your farm as far as your other crops.
We're about a third irrigated and two-thirds dry land. We raise corn, wheat, soybeans, and a little bit of milo. We're in the cattle business, have a commercial cow herd, and then here the last three, 4 years, we started raising registered Angus bulls. We'll have an open house bull sale the last Saturday in March, where we're selling about 30 yearling bulls and 8 to 10 two-year-old bulls every year.
And Derek, tell us about the areas where you have to cut wheat around McPherson.
It varies a little bit. We've got quite a bit of low ground that right now is running a lot of water across of it. That's probably the best ground we have. The upper ground with a little more drainage tends to be a little more red dirt, little more tight, and still fairly good ground, but really good wheat production ground.
And when did your wheat harvest start?
We got started last Monday. And really, it took a little bit to get going. We were fighting mud from the very beginning. It was kind of ironic that we were fighting mud with the drought that we'd been through all spring, but that's just the way it goes sometimes. So we got a couple good days in, a little bit of delay last week, and then, of course, a sizable delay here Tuesday night.
And when do you think you'll get back into the fields?
With the ground we have left, I don't see that we're going to start until Monday at the earliest. It's just, like I said, there's still water running across quite a bit of it. And so it looks like we have a warm, hot, dry week next week. And so hopefully we can get in and let the ground dry up just a little bit and finish it up next week.
And have the weeds been bad with the rains?
Not yet. They're Monday, Tuesday. They were just, I mean, you could see them down through the rows of wheat. It'll be interesting to see what next Monday brings. I know some of the buckwheat in places was green up top, and I think we'll be all right, especially with the new technology and combines that we have. It's not like the old style where a lot of that green stuff would really give you a lot of trouble, but should be all right.
And can you tell us about the test weights and the protein and the yields?
The protein was excellent. We were running, when we started, we were up in the 16% protein range. And I'm hearing a lot of that across the state, which is odd with the better yields that we have had, better than expected yields. Typically you wouldn't see that high of protein, but the wheat was stressed but continued to produce good wheat. Test weight, we're right around 60. That'll obviously change here after the rain, but so far it's been very good quality wheat.
And how many acres do you have left to cut?
We got about 350 acres left. You know, I'd just say that it shows this year the advancement that researchers and our wheat breeders have made over the years. We're celebrating the 150th anniversary of our ancestors bringing over Turkey red wheat, and we still rely on that as a base in a lot of our breeding. But you realize how much has changed over the years, and especially here in the last 10 or 15 years. The breeding that's gone into this wheat that we're planting now years like this with the drought, with the freeze, with the early rain, we have drought, freeze, flooded out, and it just seems like hail. It seems like we've had a little bit of everything. To get the wheat out that we are, to have higher than expected yields, you really got to give a tip of the hat to the wheat breeders and the wheat researchers.
And Derek, we appreciate your work that you do as a commissioner with the Kansas wheat. And again, I've been talking to Derek Sawyer from McPherson, Kansas. And this is for the KFRM 2024 Wheat Harvest Tour. And I'm Tamara Wallace reporting for KFRM.